Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Right, hello my friends, this is going to be the weirdest smackdown ups and downs ever, because by the time I am saying this to you, or by the time you see it, the Elimination Chamber is going to be on, which means we have to rush through this, then I have to sit down and watch that too. I mean, somebody once said there's too much wrestling and I don't know what they're talking about. But we shall get right into it, and what the hell was the start of this show? Because we saw a bunch of superstars turn up to the arena, but there was no time in the corner like WWE has been doing. It just said earlier tonight. What the flub am I meant to do with that? Bianca Belair also decided she would like to watch some wrestling, so she came to the ring. This is when the commentators were like, do you know what we should talk about? Time zone. I love a time zone. And if I were you and you want to watch a PLE soon, I'd definitely check your damn time zone. It also meant that we were going to do Tiffany Stratton versus Liv Morgan, because of course they are going to clash in the chamber. This is just the kind of thing we do. Stratton tried to get the upper hand by being an asshole, but Liv Morgan was having none of that. And as soon as she did smack Stratton, Stratton was like, you know what? Going to go out on the outside and regroup. Now this did work because she all of a sudden applied a chin lock. It's the first time I thought about this. I was like, damn, she's going after her chin. What exactly is she planning to do? Sadly, Tiffany made the mistake that lots of superstars have made recently because she started to trash talk. Liv was like, these words hurt my feelings. She punched Stratton right in the face. And once again, this makes perfect sense. You go after my chin and I'll go after your nose. Morgan also hit a code breaker as Tiffany went for the prettiest moonsault ever. But when she missed that, Liv kind of did this sunset powerbomb thingamajig. Some people are going, oh man, they didn't do that very well. I liked that it wasn't as smooth as possible. It made it look more real. It also meant eventually they found themselves back on the outside when Tiffany just decided, I don't like you commentating on my match, Bianca. And she slapped her right around the face. Of course, as we know, Belair has an anger management problem. She tried to get in the ring. The ref was like, no, you're not allowed. And then what was happening in the squared circle? Liv Morgan had a visual pinfall, but the official didn't see it. Damn it. Stratton took advantage of this straight away because she booted Liv right into Bianca Belair when she hit the most devastating move in sports entertainment, the surprise roll up. And she stole the three. So maybe this is a tease for a WrestleMania match we do not know, although it's probably a tease more so for the Elimination Chamber. Listen, Tiffany obviously is still finding her feet on the main roster, but she's going to be perfectly fine. She totally gets it. But Drew McIntyre was then freaking out backstage because he had realised that if I don't win the Elimination Chamber, everything I've done recently is going to be as pointless as CM Punk's comeback. Drew, you're a terribly hilarious person. This is when Bobby Lashley walked in, though. And he was doing it too, because he was like, ha, Drew McIntyre, remember when I beat you at WrestleMania 37? And he walked off. What a troll. We then had another video for the brand new tag team of Ashanti the Adonis and Cedric Alexander. And if you can believe this, elements of this were goofy wrestling for life because they were trying to pick their ring gear. Now, I think this is very smart because we know they can go in the ring, but if you give them some personality too, my word, it may just work. We also cut straight to the bloodline after this, where Jimmy Uso was just being the best person ever, like, wee, did you see what we did on Raw? When Roman turned to him and was like, well, huh, who gave that order? You tell me right now. Of course, Jimbo is the biggest snitch in the world. It was Paul Heyman. It was Paul. And Reigns was so disappointed he did this, when he was like, of course it was me. I give the orders out here. The small part of me, this part right here, was like, did he give the order? Or maybe it came from somebody else. He's trying to save face. Very handily, this is where Paul Heyman walked in and was like, listen, mate, do you want me to go and get Grayson Waller? And Roman said, yes, we'll get back to this later. Which is when Bron Breakker proved to everyone why he's going to be a major success on the main roster. Because he was taking on Dante Chen from NXT. And at one point, he hit the rope so damn fast for that Steiner line, I was a bit like, right, that's it. No wrestler is ever allowed to run the ropes again because you can't do it as good as this guy. You can't do that. You break wrestling. He also hit that wonderful spear, so he's basically taken everything he was doing on NXT and he's broadcasting it to the world. And seriously, if this guy doesn't main event WrestleMania one day, well, I'm not going to do anything about it. What do I care? Still enjoy wrestling, but he should go on to become a massive deal. It is getting an up. You should watch it. It's kind of hilarious. Kayla Braxton was then with the Judgment Day. I mean, they're never happy. This is because Finn Balor and Damian Priest thought it was hilarious that the new Catch Republic even have a tag team match at the pay-per-view premium live event. Mostly because that Star Wars movie sucked. Damian especially was upset here, so he told Dominic Mysterio and JD McDonagh, you need to go out there right now and sort them out. Which they didn't do. Whoops. Before we got to that though, we were backstage with the LWO when Electra Lopez walked in and the Lowo, whatever the hell you want to call them, they just let her talk when, surprise, surprise, Santos Escobar was here and his team wiped them all out. Now, Santos was also like, oh man, this is just getting going. I was like, Escobar, bro, this has been going on for a long ass time. I don't really know what we're going to do next. But yes, back in the ring, we did have the Condom and JD McDonagh taking on Tyler Bate and Pete Dunne. Honestly, this was really, really good. It was surreal in many ways if you are a fan of the European wrestling scene. Because, of course, years ago, Pete Dunne, Tyler Bate and JD McDonagh were running wild over that thing. And now they're in WWE, teaming with Rey Mysterio's kid. I mean, wrestling is totally nuts. Bate and McDonagh kind of underlined that too, because they were just doing this wrestling when, of course, Dominic and Peter got in there. And they just kept escalating things. Especially at one point, Dunne was like, that's right, Dommy boy, I'm going to rip your limbs off. Breaking him in two. Thankfully, Dommy Boy is used to this, though, after his prison jaunt, and eventually they did use shenanigans to get back on track. You think by now the good guys would expect this? They cannot watch tape. Sadly for Mysterio, he got a little bit carried away with the Three Amigos because he felt like he had to pose, which is when Tyler Bate reversed the last one, and he slapped Pete Dunne's hand, which was so warm he got the hot tag. It was also kind of hilarious to watch because this Attack of the Clones duo are just so good. And by the time Tyler Bate was doing the aeroplane spin, I was just clapping. I was like, man, this some good ass wrestling. You really get it. We also got into the 1-2 ooze when Dominic Mysterio was actually able to score the 619. But it was basically a trick. And eventually the new Catch crew thingamajig, I'm going to go to the political land, whatever we want to call them, hit that Tiger Driver combo thing and they got the 1-2-3. And even though the rest of Judgment Day tried to attack, they shooed him away. They got it. So, of course, this is just to try and plant seeds in your head that maybe, just maybe, the Judgment Day will lose their tag team titles, but they won't, nor should they. We should hold that off to WrestleMania. But not only am I going to give this an up, but I'm also going to introduce a brand new feature here to Ups and Downs called The One to Watch, where I will just pick something random throughout a show. And if you've only got time to watch one thing, you should choose that. And as I'm sure you can figure out, it's going to this match. It was so damn entertaining.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Before we go any further, though, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, we all carry around different stressors. They can be big life worries or just, you know, little things like your favorite wrestler not being used properly. The thing is, when we keep them bottled up, it really can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. It is really helpful too for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. Therapy basically empowers you to be the best version of yourself. So why not give BetterHelp a try? It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and best of all, suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/whatculture today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatculture.
We then had the best worst trifecta in the world because Grayson Waller, Austin Theory, and Logan Paul were all hanging out. Now, I would like to hang out with them too, but after about 5 minutes, I'd probably want to headbutt a wall. Thankfully, Kevin Owens walked in because, of course, he hates all of them. He was like, I will beat you up. When Paul Heyman was on hand, he was like, Grayson, the tribal chief will see you now. Like, this is the weirdest doctor's appointment ever. We also had this random clip of Dakota Kai being helped to the back to the trainer's room. And later on, Bayley was going to go and see her. Dakota was like, oh, I got attacked by damage control. So now we're going to do that tag team match next week. You see what's happened here? Bayley has gone babyface, and she's being too trusting. Dakota is definitely going to screw her over. So be ready for that. When the oddest feud in WWE continued. Because it was the Authors of Pain taking on the Street Profits. And I was upset straight away because all my dreams were dashed. I was hoping on one side of the ring, you're going to have a bunch of people writing stories about agony, and the other, you were going to have some preachers standing on a sidewalk. We didn't get any of this. Montez Ford did indeed try to take Akam out using his speed, though. He was like, nah, bruh, I'm really strong, and he murked him. And even when Angelo Dawkins tried the same, he met the same fate. They quickly decided to go into smash mode, though, when Angelo did this incredible dive over the top rope. This was when I had a moment. I was like, man, last year, I kind of feel like the Street Profits had more momentum than this. We need to bring it back. The commercial break also screwed Ford over completely because he was just being wrecked by the Authors of Pain when we did return. But eventually, he took a med pack. He got the tag to Dawkins. And they were able to do that blockbuster thing for a 1-2-ooh. Around this time as well, Karrion Kross, Scarlett and Bobby Lashley just started fighting on the outside. And I think they only did this because of Pavlovian conditioning. It's like, well, this is what all the other wrestlers do. I don't want to be left out. Let's go. It really went bad for Bob, though, because eventually Karrion got a chair and he whammed his arm right into Rita the ring post. Now, look, this could be quite clever because it now does give Bobby Lashley an out if he loses the Elimination Chamber. Because do you know who likes taking advantage of situations? Drew McIntyre. It sort of sent everybody crazy, too, so the AOP were able to hit that powerbomb finish they do and get the 1-2-3. I get it was a distraction. It just felt a little bit meh. With that said, however, the match was super fun. I like that arm spot if I do get it right, so it's going to get an up. But yeah, the feud in general, when it's lost me. And look, if you're having a great time, that's awesome, because not all wrestling can be for everyone. When it comes to this bald idiot, I'm going to give it a down. We then got a massive tease, because Grayson Waller was in the Bloodline's dressing room, and Roman told him, I have something to say, but only you can hear it. Which is when the camera cut off. I mean, you should have continued filming. So, of course, we're going to have to tune into the pay-per-view premium live event, which is happening right now. But look, I was able to figure it out. I'm an investigative journalist. I bet Roman said to Grayson, do you know who threw the pie at Kevin Owens? Of course, it's not that, but I bet it's one of two things. Either A, Roman Reigns has gone to Australia, because don't forget, all this week, Triple H has been like, listen, The Rock isn't here. Please don't expect him. We never said that about the head of the table. Or two, the Grayson Waller effect is going to end with some kind of impromptu tag team match. And you already know this, because you're in the future. Or am I in the past? I don't know. Drew was also then headed to the ring for the main event when he decided to be a dick to Bobby Lashley, because he saw him getting tended to and he was like, oh, I'll go and pray for you. So that's it. Somebody give McIntyre a medal. It also meant it was him versus LA Knight in the main event. And of course, it ended in a no contest. I would have put my life on this. It's just something WWE loves to do. It was very fun though, because McIntyre just headbutted Lart at the start of this when he fell out the ring, which is when I think word must have got around to the rest of the Elimination Chamber competitors, because Kevin Owens was here and he had a chair, and then Logan Paul turned up. It was like they were totally amazed. Wait, what? Two of the people in the chamber are having a match? Well, I better go. The major problem though, of course, is that KO did do some commentary, and when LA Knight and Drew McIntyre got too close, Drew grabbed Lar, he threw him into Kevin Owens, when Owens was like, that's it, I'm mad, he attacked Drew. So yeah, this was a no contest, but technically Drew McIntyre won, because the DQ would be in his favor. Logan Paul also made sure to get involved here when Bobby Lashley ran out, even though he does have a gammy arm. But Drew McIntyre was still able to smash some claymores, so he stood tall when Randy Orton teleported down from the Starship Enterprise, RK out of nowhere, SmackDown done. Now that did kind of intrigue me a little bit, because if it's not Drew gonna win the thing, it would be Randy. Look, I know WWE has done this finish 1,000 times before, but given they did have an event like 12 hours later, you May as well just do it. I also thought at one point it was weird The Rock didn't appear in the backstage segment because, of course, this SmackDown was filmed right after the one he was on. And then we got told he's going to be live on this Friday show, so I can't get mad at that. So, yes, the main event is going to get an up. SmackDown Overall 2 is going to get an up. It was a little bit lackluster, but it did the deal. Now we must end, because I've got to go watch that. Also, click the video on the screen, which will be probably AEW ups and downs, even though you probably don't care about that right now, because that's just how the way the world works. Like the video, share the video, and subscribe. Leave a comment. Watch some wrestling. Somebody calm down all of these shows. I'll see you in about 8 hours.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock, because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there, especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, parental controls, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode, too.
We're professional, unprofessional. So if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.